Hi, I'm Kate from Psych for Life. Do you ever feel like you're not quite getting enough sleep? I know I feel like that on most days. These days we're pulled in a thousand different directions, and the thing that often suffers is sleep. Take last night, for instance. It was 10 o'clock, and while I knew that I should go to bed, I stayed up, I caught up on some work, and I watched a little Netflix, all at the expense of my sleep. I know sleep is important, but in the moment, often I make other choices. It turns out sleep affects us in more ways than we might anticipate.
Why is sleep so important? Good question. Getting enough sleep is associated with living longer, and sleeping helps you feel better.
Did you know that sleep also affects cognition? Scientists at the University of Pennsylvania instructed students to only sleep 5 hours a night. After 5 days of reduced sleep, 70% of subjects complained of illness, infection, pain, discomfort, worry, or other problems, and they performed significantly worse on tests of cognitive functioning compared to when they slept as usual. So if you're not getting enough sleep, you may not be performing as well in school or at work, and you might be more likely to get into arguments with your friends and family. Sleep deprivation has also been shown to increase your desire for high-calorie foods, causing you to eat things you don't really want to eat. You know, if you're not getting enough sleep, well, you're not alone. That's most of us. The CDC, or the Center for Disease Control, shows that over a third of adults don't get enough sleep, so it's not uncommon. And over 70% of high school students report not getting enough sleep. This could hurt their chance of getting into college or even getting scholarships. So what is a challenge that prevents people from getting enough sleep? Fun. Because everyone knows that sleep is really important, and everyone knows it's a necessity, but it's really the first thing that goes when people have competing demands. In 2002, Franklin Brown and colleagues found that practicing good sleep habits was linked to reports of better sleep quality. However, the study found that simply knowing about good sleep habits was not enough to improve sleep quality.
Many of us know what we need to do, we just don't do it.
So as you watch this video, we'd like to help you not just learn about good sleep habits, but also to make changes to improve your sleep.
Think about ways you can really implement these changes in your life.
And consider signing up for one of our Good Sleep Challenges on our website, or start a Good Sleep Challenge with an offline friend.
This will empower both of you to really change and improve your behavior. It's really important to practice. The fact is, despite all these competing demands, getting better sleep will pay off. You'll be happier, you'll be healthier, you'll increase your cognitive functioning, and you'll be better at handling stress.
And don't worry, many of the changes are not as hard as you think, and if you change them, you're likely to improve your mood, your cognition, and your health.
Join us as we talk to Dr. Leah Doan about the importance of sleep, the consequences of sleep deprivation, and how we can all get better sleep. Thank you.